I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new Come Here and See episode of the Songs We Love podcast right after this.
This summer, WUNC Music presents the Freight Train Blues series of free concerts in downtown Carrboro. It's a tribute to Elizabeth Cotton.
Freight Train, Freight Train.
We're hosting the series with the Town of Carrboro and the Music Maker Relief Foundation. The Freight Train Blues series is most Fridays at 6:30 in May and June at the Carrboro Town Commons. You can find the concert schedule with videos, pictures, and more at WUNC.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state. It's part of our Come Here and See series.
I mean, Earl Scruggs really defined bluegrass as soon as he stepped on the stage.
That's William Lewis. He's the executive director of the Piedmont Council on Traditional Music, better known as Pinecone. He says if you only listen to one bluegrass tune from North Carolina, it should be Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Even today it holds up that there are any bluegrass banjo player is going to lean on this song and try to replicate what's going on. And it's if you can't do that, you're not going to be a bluegrass banjo player.
Earl Scruggs was born in Cleveland County, North Carolina in 1924. When he was 21, he joined Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. After several years of relentless touring, Scruggs left and formed a band with Lester Flatt. Under the name Flatt and Scruggs, the pair started carving out a new sound in acoustic music.
When Foggy Mountain Breakdown was written and recorded in 1949, it was an instant success. And it still is today. And I think that's pretty incredible for a tune to have that long of a life. But I think it speaks to his talents and also to his creativity in bringing that music forward and making sure that the banjo became not a side instrument, but the foreground of his band and really led this revolution in banjo music and through bluegrass in particular.
Earl Scruggs plays what's known as three-finger style, meaning he's using the first three fingers on his right hand to pick out the melody. The thumb drives the rhythm.
What's interesting to me about the Scruggs style, if you will, that's become so defining in bluegrass, is that it's based on, in my interpretation of it, it really speaks to innovation within tradition. Because the three-finger picking style that Earl Scruggs was using was prominent in the Piedmont region where he grew up. I mean, he often talks about a gentleman who is near and around his hometown of Flint Hill in his community outside of Shelby, Mac Woolbright, who is a blind banjo player, and he played in this three-finger style, and he remembers watching him when he was 4 or 5 years old play at his uncle's house. And so there were people in and around his community playing in that style, but what Earl Scruggs then took that style and made it his own, and his own innovations and flares really is what drove the music forward. One of the things that really characterizes his style is the speed at which he was playing it. I mean, he mastered that style by the age of 10. And so he had quite a span of time where he was playing with it and adding his own flair. And he was playing this at such a speed that nobody had really played it like that before.
Earl Scruggs quit touring relatively early in his career. While most bluegrass musicians tour well into their 70s and 80s, Scruggs had a bad back and stopped performing in his mid-50s. But the Scruggs style can still be heard under every tree and outside every camper at bluegrass festivals across the country. Earl Scruggs defined the sound that bluegrassers want.
He was moving up and down the neck with this cascading, blistering array of notes And then, of course, doing some things like, you know, bending notes and using the tuning pegs to bend notes and just real creative and interesting innovations with an instrument that's been played in a lot of different ways in the past, but nobody had quite interpreted it quite like Earl Scruggs. And that really was what set him down this path of being known as the best banjo player in the world.
William Lewis says that Earl Scruggs is one of the musicians that inspires his work with Pinecone and with the IBMA, the International Bluegrass Music Association. Lewis is on the IBMA board and was part of the effort to bring the annual gathering to Raleigh each September. For him, this nearly 70-year-old song is just as relevant, entertaining, and inspiring as it was when it was released more than 60 years ago.
You can hear it today and still you can't help but tap your feet and feel like you're being driven down a roller coaster ride, you know, with these notes just flying by at blistering speeds. I mean, it really is kind of a visceral reaction.
William Lewis says he knows that bluegrass, and in particular the banjo, is not for everyone. It's often seen as unsophisticated. But Lewis says when he hears Earl Scruggs playing Foggy Mountain Breakdown, he hears perfection.
All I have to say is listen intently. Or go try to do it yourself. And then you really understand the artistry behind it, because it truly is amazing what musicians, in particular Earl Scruggs, was doing at his time and with that instrument.
The Come Here NC series on WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast is produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council. It's part of the 2019 Year of Music celebration in North Carolina. You can find more episodes in this series at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening. Next week on the Songs We Love podcast, we give a deep listen to one of North Carolina's heaviest and longest-running bands, Corrosion of Conformity.
COC was revolutionary. It was kind of strange because you could just feel the North Carolina in it, just the fact that it was Southern rock, but it was played at top speed.
We are exploring North Carolina one song at a time with the Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast. New episodes every weekend are at WUNCmusic.org and wherever you get your podcasts.